This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Of course, I am subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I am always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Now, I've been thinking lately of a little Aristotle quote, because there's so much going on with leftism and conservatism these days, and we're not always very sure who is right, who is wrong. I mean, I know I sort of am, but one of the things that is sort of tossed around these days is who is right, what is true, who is on the right side. I know we call ourselves the right, but I mean, are we right? How do we know? Well, these are age-old questions that have been answered by philosophers and thinkers throughout the history of humanity. A lot of the stuff has been enshrined in books and research that has been passed down from generation to generation that we can all draw from. And one of the oldest thinkers that we know of is Aristotle. He was a Greek philosopher who basically brought us our modern idea of truth. You could argue that he brought us the scientific method, that he brought us modern geometry, that he helped to popularize the idea that there are things in the world that are true and there are things in the world that are false. And one of his quotes that I've been sort of pondering over the last few days is, the worst form of inequality is to try and make unequal things equal. One more time. The worst form of inequality is to try to make unequal things equal. Now, not only have human beings been talking about inequality and equality for quite some time, I mean, this is not really a new discussion. It keeps on getting refurbished and refashioned, as the Marxists would have it, because every single time a version of this, you know, equality narrative is sort of debunked, you know, they have to sort of, like a moving target, move from one to the next. You know, first it's race, first it's sex, then it's sex, then it's religion, then it's this and that. They keep on moving their target. So we don't really know what to make of it. And, you know, if you're really, really thinking hard about it, if you're really thinking about the basic philosophical idea of what truth is and what something means when we say that something is true, well, then we go back to a conversation that's been had time and time again. And if we just sort of open our eyes to some of the philosophical underpinnings, then it becomes a hell of a lot easier for us to digest, for us to understand. Now, when Aristotle says the worst form of inequality is to try to make unequal things equal, what does he mean? Here's what I think he means. For example, in its most basic form, truth is not equal to falsehood, right? What would we get? What would we do? How would the world be? What results would ensue if we tried to make everything that was false true? If we tried to pretend that everything that was false is true? Or that everything that is true is false. I mean, trying to make falsehood equal to truth undermines the fabric of knowledge, right? What does it mean to know something? When you say, oh, I know this, I know that, what do you know? What does it mean to know something? You know truth, right? Like, how do you know it's daytime? How do you know that you're alive? How do I know that my eyes see what they see? How do I know that 2 plus 2 equals 4? How do I know that 4 is different from 3? And if 4 were equal to 3, well, both numbers would basically be meaningless. Any attempt to count anything would become a futile endeavor. Numbers are an important thing to know. Numbers are an important thing to understand. How do you know if you're getting gypped at the register? How do you know how many years you've been alive? How do you know how many children you have? You see, without reliable knowledge about the world becomes increasingly difficult to navigate and to comprehend. And if we accept this postmodern Marxist doctrine that truth is totally subjective and that no difference between anything exists, no difference between truth and falsehood. No difference between a man and a woman. No difference in the IQ, the overall IQ of certain cultures. No difference between right and wrong. I mean, if we can't accept that there are certain differences and that not everything is equal, then why distinguish between a poison and its antidote? I mean, if everything is good and everything is true, there's no such thing as right and wrong. I mean, why? Why not completely obliterate the difference between a poison and its antidote? Now, Aristotle is generally thought of as the grandfather of Western civilization because of his examinations of what things mean when we say that they are true, that we have knowledge. According to Aristotle, there are two commonly accepted constraints on truth and falsehood. Things that you don't really need to have little examples to even think about. I mean, they're sort of true on their face. They're axiomatic. For example, every proposition is either true or false, right? They can't both be true. You can't have two things that are true. I mean, either I'm alive or I'm dead. Either I'm a boy or I'm a girl. It's either 3 or it's 4. Right? Every proposition is either true or false. That's the law of the excluded middle. It's a law because it's not a theory anymore. It's been proven true. Mathematically speaking, it's proven true. Another one is the law of non-contradiction. No proposition is both true and false. If I say that I exist, that can't be both true and false. One of those is true, one of those is false. They cannot both be true at the same time. That gets me thinking about this gender debate, right? Doesn't that get you thinking about the gender debate? This gender fluid stuff? People thinking that they're both a boy and a girl. Maybe they're a boy one day, maybe they're a girl the next day. Gender fluidity. This is the kind of madness that happens when you obliterate the differences between truth and falsehoods. When you try to make the truth equal to a falsehood. This is what happens when you get rid of some very, very basic Aristotelian philosophy. Now, Aristotle is arguably the great-grandfather of Western civilization, like I had said before. He discussed things like natural rights, the rights of the individual, the efficacy of the individual. Now, you could argue that his quote, "the worst form of inequality is to try to make unequal things equal." Well, that basically makes Aristotle the OG anti-social justice warrior. Stay tuned. We got a bunch of stuff happening today. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We will be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Show. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, subbing in while Kevin Jackson is out triggering leftists abroad. He always does that. He does it very well. I love it when he does that. And I'm in here trying to sit in a big boy chair, basically just kind of sitting here holding fast, keeping things safe in his stead. And now we will be joining me, of course. This is the disgruntled millennial, Brett Siegel, like I just said, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Now, one of the things that's been bugging me lately is a lot of this social justice warrior nonsense. Of course, everyday feminism is a receptacle for everything that is stupid, retarded, and basically wrong with the world today. Everyday feminism, of course, just the name alone of this publication, it's like they are trying to usurp any good, anything that might have been good about the feminist movement. They are trying to appropriate it and basically say that this far leftist intersectional feminism, this far leftist postmodern Marxist garbage that is being shoved down our throats on a daily basis, well, that is everyday feminism. That's what it means to be a feminist now. And if you try to call yourself a feminist, let's say you're a cis white woman, well, no, that's not really cool. You can't really say that, because these days, feminism is equal to intersectional feminism. And cis white women are just too privileged to have their voices really be counted. Now, one of the things that's absolutely, totally retarded is, you know, like we were talking about before in the last segment, one of the great Aristotle quotes is, the worst form of inequality is to try to make unequal things equal. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean practically? I know we can get down into the wonkery of philosophy and get down to A equals A and A doesn't equal not A, the law of identity. We could talk about the law of non-contradictions. We can talk about all that stuff, but really, how does this equality debate apply to real people in the real world and what is actually happening? Well, the everyday feminism has basically come out saying that any sort of discrimination on a job application is equal to some sort of racial or social discrimination. Now, when I think of the word discrimination, I don't necessarily think, okay, I hate this guy because he's black. Okay, I hate this guy because he's disabled. You know, I discriminate all the time. You know, tonight I'm going to have fish instead of chicken. I discriminated against the chicken. Not a big deal, right? The path I take to work, I discriminated against the street that I didn't take, right? I mean, it's sort of neutral, you know? There's no value judgment that you can really attach to discrimination in and of itself. Actually, discrimination is what keeps you alive. If you can't discriminate between a snake in the grass and the wind blowing the grass, like, that's gonna, your life could totally depend on that. If you think the wind is blowing and there's actually harm out there, something that's ready to harm you, if you don't do anything, if you can't discriminate, then you leave yourself open to be hurt. You leave yourself open to real existential problems. Problems that jeopardize, that could possibly jeopardize your existence. Now, let's say you're a business owner. Let's say you need 20 employees and you own a business. Now, you have a lot invested into this business. Let's say it's a shirt company or a box moving company, a moving company, right? And you have your whole life invested into this business. You've scraped every last dollar together so that you can start this business. And your life depends on it. The lives of your children depend on it. The lives of your family depend on it. Because you have to go provide. You have to go provide for your family. Now, does it behoove you or not to be discriminating when you're trying to hire people to help you run your business? When you're hiring a manager, does it not behoove you to be discriminating? Let's say your manager is always late. Let's say your manager is unproductive. Let's say your manager is unpersonable. Is that going to be good for business or is that going to be bad for business? Now, of course, Everyday Feminism has released an article called 12 Ways That Job Applications Discriminate Against Its Applicants. Now, what could we be thinking of, right? Racial discrimination? Maybe. But no, this article focuses on some really, really basic, simple ways that a company might add to the value of their company by hiring people who can do certain things, by discriminating. So, for example, let's say I run a box moving business, a moving company. Am I going to hire someone in a wheelchair that can't move boxes? Is that discrimination? If I don't hire someone that can't get the job done, that physically can't get the job done? Well, according to Everyday Feminism, that's discrimination against the disabled. If the job requires you to lift a 40-pound box, and a person who is disabled comes in and tries to apply for the job, physically can't show that they can do the job, well, that's equal to ableism. You're discriminating against the disabled. And of course, any form of discrimination, according to a leftist, is hatred. You hate the disabled. Because I run a box company. I need boxes lifted left and right. This is what my company depends on. My company depends on boxes being lifted from here and bringing them to there. Am I going to hire someone in a wheelchair who can barely get himself around? It's unfortunate. It doesn't mean I hate them. I like them. I have disabled friends. I don't even have to say that I have disabled friends. It doesn't matter. It's beside the point. I've got a business to run. What if I needed my employees to be there on time every day and someone applied for the job that didn't have a car? Well, then that's discrimination against people who don't have a car. That's discrimination against people who basically haven't set themselves up to a point where they can take a job that requires them to be there on time at a certain time. Do I hate people who don't have cars? No. To think that would be absolutely absurd. But this is everyday feminism, so we're sort of taking an exercise in trying to understand the sort of absurd things that leftists believe nowadays. Right? What else? Even things as basic as expecting that your employees come in with a happy and cheerful attitude. Well, because you know what? Some autistic people, they have social and mental affects that may not make them perfect for a forward-facing job, a customer-facing job. For example, someone who is serving you food or any customer service job where people are dealing with customers. Some of those jobs require you to be happy. And if you're not happy, they require you to at least be able to fake it while you're on the job. But no. If you have some sort of mental or social affect that prevents you from faking it, and you get rejected if you try to apply for such a job, well, that's discrimination. You hate autistic people. You're a hater. A lot of this stuff is unbelievable. We're going to talk a little bit more about this when we come back. You can get me at Shaq General. If you think I'm a jerk, let me know. If you think I'm awesome, let me know. And we will be right back. This is the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Show. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Now, we were talking a little bit about what is true, what is not true, why it is that leftists have no concern for what is true, and they try to use this sort of baton of equality, and they try to beat people over the head with it so that they can get them to do basically what it is that they want to do, and which is basically, essentially, according to postmodernism, which is basically to completely obliterate the idea of truth or falsehood, which is basically to obliterate the idea of knowledge. Like we were saying before, if I run a box moving company, I know that I need boxes moved from here to there. I know that someone who might be super physically disabled, who can't do it, won't be able to do the job, therefore I won't hire them. It's got nothing to do with discrimination or hating people who can't lift 40-pound boxes. It's just business. I would never apply for a job as a ballerina because I know that that it's too physically demanding. I would not want to do that job. And I would not expect somebody to hire me as a ballerina based on anything other than my ability to be a ballerina. I know that I can't, so I would never apply for that job. But I have an idea of the things that are true and falsehood, and my capabilities are true and are true. What I'm capable of, that is just a fact of reality. What I'm not capable of, that's a fact of reality. I'm not capable of being a ballerina. I don't want to be a ballerina, so I'm not going to go apply to be a ballerina when I know that the demands of the job are not something that I'm capable of fulfilling. So in a way, a lot of these folks, you know, I mean, a lot of these folks, these everyday feminism people, these intersectional feminist people, who like to think that every single time that someone is discriminated against, and of course I use the word discrimination without any value judgment attached to it, you know, like I discriminate against a snake in the grass and wind rustling in the grass. You have to discriminate against those things in order to stay alive. I'm not talking about racial and social discrimination. I'm saying basic things, fundamental things, like I discriminate between the truth and a lie, a truth and a falsehood. If I run a box moving company, it is true. I need to have boxes moved from here to there. Otherwise, my company tanks. That's true. If I hire only people who are disabled, I don't get boxes moved from here to there. If the people are physically incapable of doing the job, and I hire them anyway, business tanks. That's not good for business. Then everybody loses. Has nothing to do with hating people who are disabled. It has everything to do with understanding what's true and understanding that an abled person is not necessarily equal to a disabled person. They're equal under the law, but that doesn't mean they can do all the same things. And pretending that they can do all the same things, and that's just a recipe for the worst kind of inequality of all, as Aristotle said. And when he said that the worst form of inequality is to try to make unequal things equal, well, that's because trying to make unequal things equal leads to nothing but a race to the bottom. Because you're not going to make a disabled person lift a 40-pound box if they can't. Nothing is going to make them lift a 40-pound box. Nothing is going to make someone who's physically disabled useful to a moving company where you have to lift 40-pound boxes. But what you can do is put constraints on the guy who can lift 40-pound boxes. You can penalize him for being able. You can penalize her for having abilities that other people just don't have. I do believe that that's what Aristotle meant when he said that the worst form of inequality is to try to make unequal things equal. Because not only do you negate certain fundamental aspects of truth and knowledge, but ultimately it's just a race to the bottom. It's a race to the lowest common denominator. It would be like taking away an A grade from a straight A student, distributing that A among all the F students so that everyone had a C. The person that studied hard, the person that trained their body, the person that trained their mind, the person that took the time to develop new skills. Now, according to everyday feminism, we shouldn't discriminate between people who have skills and people who don't. According to everyday feminism, expecting applicants just to be confident in themselves is discrimination. So if someone walks in there and says, they're mumbling, they don't even know what they're talking about. They say, oh, I'm not confident. You know, and you have to have these people facing customers. And the guy's mumbling, totally inconfident, not confident at all, showing absolutely no social skills whatsoever. Well, a part of that job requirement is to face customers and to be friendly and to be personable. If the person can't do that, they are not fulfilling the job requirements. Now, of course, leftists want to chalk that up to white supremacy. This is just a part of the system that feeds white supremacy and keeps people who are ethnic people, brown people, and disabled people. It just keeps them down. It keeps them down, a job application. According to everyday feminism, asking for a home address is discrimination against the homeless. All right, show of hands out there. If you ran a business, and many of you do, would you require that your employees have a home address? Where would you send the checks to? How do you know the person will show up showered and bathed? I feel very, very sorry, very bad for the homeless. I do work with the homeless. But that doesn't mean that there should be a law that requires that folks hire homeless people, regardless of whether or not they have a home address or not. Education requirements? Let's say that I ran an engineering business and that I needed every single one of my employees to have an engineering degree. According to the left, according to everyday feminism, that's discrimination. I mean, it's getting to the point of absurdity. Even background checks, credit checks, and drug tests are seen as discriminatory drug tests. Let's say you run a car dealership, and your employees need to be sober because they're going to be driving around heavy machinery. Let's say you run a forklift company or a crane company. There's a big one. You mess with a crane, you screw up with a crane, you could have some real big time damage on your hands. Expecting a background check, expecting a drug test, expecting a credit check, might be sort of normal in that case, wouldn't you say? I mean, the ramifications of somebody screwing up while inside of a crane, while moving tons and tons and tons, hundreds of tons of heavy metal in a city populated by lots and lots of people, Wouldn't you want those people to be drug-free? Would you want to send up a heroin addict into one of those cranes? Maybe shooting up in the crane? Or is that discrimination? Is that discrimination to not hire a heroin addict to lift and use heavy machinery? But this is the kind of absurdity that we see from the left. You know, recently, a man named Jordan B. Peterson, who's a clinical psychologist who's been making the rounds, the guy's gotten very, very famous very, very quickly, and it's all because he refused to use gender pronouns in his classes in university. But the guy actually does a whole lot more stuff than talk about political correctness. He develops personality tests for corporations. Personality tests. How do you think the left feels about personality tests? Personality tests that are basically meant to weed out undesirable individuals for companies and groups that have lots and lots of money invested into their companies. They need to know that their employees are mentally stable, that they have the personality traits that are going to work well with the company. And any sort of personality questionnaire, that's discrimination, right? Because what if a sociopathic liar, a pathological liar, shows up and applies for a job, and a personality test could weed that out? Well, we wouldn't want to discriminate against sociopaths and pathological liars. We wouldn't want to discriminate against them, right? I mean, this is how utterly absurd the left is becoming. And this is, remember, this is everyday feminism. Everyday feminism. Not first wave, second wave, third wave, intersectional feminism. No, this is everyday feminism. Now, it's funny how the group that's so concerned about cultural appropriation wants to basically appropriate the mindset and the point of view of every single woman out there. Everyday feminism. This is feminism for the ages. Feminism for the millennium. If I were a woman, I would be pissed at these people for trying to rope me into this insidious, toxic philosophy. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. Get me at Shaq General on Twitter. We'll be right back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Show, and of course, I am your guest host today, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. You can get me at Shaq General. Well, I'm here broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I am always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, Islamophobia, and patriarchy. Now, I've been talking a lot about employment applications and how leftists, how feminists, intersectional feminists, think that any question that you could possibly ask on a job application is discriminatory, right? Leftists think that you should just be able to walk into any old place, to any old job, apply for any old job that you want, and just by virtue of you being alive, just by virtue of you being a human being and carrying Homo sapiens DNA, that you should be able to get that job. And if you don't get that job, then that means you are discriminated against. Now, according to leftists, when you are discriminated against, that means that people hate you. That means that somebody hates you for your identification or whatever it is that you are, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, black, white, trans, gay, straight, Islamic, whatever it is that you identify identify as, that that you are being discriminated against for that reason and for that reason alone. And like I said before, discrimination in and of itself is not necessarily a bad thing. It actually keeps us alive. It actually keeps people alive. If you can't discriminate between a threat and a friend, well, that jeopardizes your existence, your very existence. It gives you an existential reason to discriminate. Now, is there discrimination that's based on flawed reasoning? Like, for example, if I was to choose a friend, would I want to discriminate versus against someone who is black, or is someone who is black capable of being a good friend? That's not the kind of discrimination that we're necessarily talking about. We're talking about basic discriminations that help you to stay alive, that help you to thrive in business, that help you to thrive in your personal life. We're not talking about racial and social discrimination as such. Now, there has been a lot of hysteria coming from the left over President Trump's decision to reinstate the ban on transgendered individuals serving in the military. And of course, in their usual form, the left has become hysterical, absolutely hysterical, as if anything has changed since Donald Trump decided to run for president. I mean, we've seen the left sort of deteriorate, spiral out of control into this absolute hysteria where absolutely everything is some sort of form of racism, hatred, bigotry, discrimination, and it's really not. And you can really see how this logic plays out on the left by their reaction to Trump's ban on transgendered individuals serving in the military. Now, Aaron Bandler from the Daily Wire wrote a really, really great piece about this, and he described six myths that people who are transgendered have basically tried to put out there, you know, put out there into the ether, that are just basically not true. Now, the first one he describes is that you have a right to serve in the military. That's a myth. That you have a right to serve in the military. And he quotes David French, pointing out that the driving fallacy behind this belief is that serving in the military is equivalent to private employment or individual empowerment of some sort. That the U.S. military is some sort of private employer, and that they would abide by the same sort of non-discrimination laws that you would see at, say, Publix, for example, or any grocery store. You know, they're not allowed to not hire you based on your color, based on your gender, or based on your sexual orientation. That's private businesses that are being told what to do. But in the military, they actually have different rules, okay? David French points out, the military is different. You're trying to forge men into a team, place them into the most stressful situations humanity has ever seen, and get them to perform under pressure. Oh, and in total war, you need numbers, lots of numbers. But without fracturing unit cohesion, coddling weaknesses, or taking unacceptable risks. So here's what you do. You make group decisions. People with certain kinds of criminal backgrounds tend to be more trouble than they are worth. They're out. How about folks with medical conditions that have a tendency to flare up in the field? They're out also. It's foolish to create a force that contains numbers of people who are disproportionately likely to have substantial problems. Increased injuries lead to manpower shortages in the field. Prolonged absences create training gaps. Physical weaknesses lead to poor performance. Now, as Ben Shapiro pointed out in his podcast, this is Aaron Bandler speaking, the military won't let you serve if you are so much as flat-footed. I have relatives who were not allowed to serve in Vietnam, who were basically not eligible for the draft because they had flat feet. Now, that seems like a very basic thing to discriminate against. I mean, I'm sure they have their reasons for it. I personally am okay with whatever it is that the military wants to do to make absolutely sure that they are as deadly and murderous and terrifying to our enemies as humanly possible. Okay? I want the military to be deadly. I want them to destroy things. I want them to bomb the enemy. I want them to kill the enemy. Now, a military should terrify our enemies. A deadly and therefore terrifying military serves two purposes. One, well, it's deadly. We can obliterate our enemies if push comes to shove. That's its purpose. That's its sole existence for being. If it can't do that, it does not serve its purpose. Therefore, it should not exist. The second reason is that it's terrifying because, you know what? Push doesn't always have to come to shove. A strong, deadly, powerful, cohesive military can deter a lot of things from actually turning into push coming to shove. push doesn't have to come to shove if your enemies are so rightly terrified that they would never mess with you. Think about that for a minute. A terrifying and deadly, cohesive military saves lives. Saves innocent lives. Because if people fear our military, then they won't mess with us. They don't mess with us. They don't put people's lives in danger. They play ball, acknowledge that freedom is a value and that everybody should have freedom all around the world. This is how allies are made, not enemies. Now, allowing mentally ill people into the military and allowing them to serve weakens the military, just on face. Allowing mentally ill people into the military and allowing to serve in the front lines negates the purpose of having a military. I mean, you can be rejected for having an IQ below 85. This one is a no-brainer. The military protects democracy. It's not a democracy itself. It does not and never did abide by the same rules as civilians. Civilians are the ones being protected. And when you sign your life to the military, you therefore have to abide by different and, yes, uniform rules. A uniform rule book. Flat feet? Unacceptable. You're out. IQ below 85? You're out. You can't even pass basic boot camp? You're out. You have some mental deficiency that's going to weaken the cohesiveness of your unit? You're out. Now think about this. Think about it. If you're a soldier out on deployment, and you've signed your life and your freedom away to the U.S. government, you went through grueling physical and mental conditioning so that you could be the deadliest soldier possible. Now, because of these politically correct trans laws that everyone is so upset about being abolished or banned, you're sharing a bunk or perhaps a tank with someone who'd have failed the very same physical and or mental tests that you had to pass. Now forget having weaker people on the team. You know, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link, right? Now forget all that. Forget that you're putting your fellow soldiers at risk. Just the fact that people are serving together who have to live and abide by different rules, it takes the uniformity out of the military. You have to abide by this rule, but your bunkmate or tankmate doesn't. That's broken camaraderie. You'd feel gypped if that happened. Broken camaraderie, broken trust. Broken trust in your unit members. Broken trust in your government. Now, would you be terrified of a military that didn't have any camaraderie or trust within its ranks? No. No. Would you be terrified of a military that made it a rule that any physically or mentally disabled person could serve? No. I wouldn't be terrified of that. That would be a laughingstock. That is the kind of military that is equal to a laughingstock. And it's no wonder Islamists around the world are getting or have been emboldened over the last 8 years. It's no wonder Putin is emboldened. It's no wonder the Russians are laughing at us right now. Well, not so much anymore, but to me, this one seems like a no-brainer. We're going to talk to it when we come back. We'll be right back. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I am Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, subbing in for Kevin Jackson. You can get me at Shaq General. We will be right back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.